Hey guys, we are excited to have longtime friend and practically family member, as we're going to say, Carrie Kennedy. She is a pet and human psychic. She's been on the show a couple of times before. Both times have been very emotional times where we've talked about a dog that I lost about 15 years ago. Actually, it's about 18 years ago now. And Carrie, I'm not going to lie to you. I think I mentioned this to you back then. I was a little skeptical because anytime somebody mentions pet psychic, that just sounds like, okay, well, that's, you know. But as I learned more and as you dazzled me with things that you could not have possibly known about that dog, I mean, you talked about specifics about how I used to feed him donuts as a snack and how we went walks along the railroad tracks past the fire station. That's not something that you can pick up on from social media. You couldn't have dug anywhere and found that information out. And it was very spot on. And I've been a believer ever since. And then the second time you were on, you actually did a reading of Ninja, who was still here.
Mm-hmm.
And you were able to talk about a recent doctor visit that we had and about pain that he had in his very specific left hip, back hip. Mm-hmm. And that was something that we hadn't told anybody. We just, you know, and that's what he had went to the doctor about. And, and then you discussed some other things that once again were spot on from his medical visit that you couldn't have known anything about because we didn't post it anywhere and we didn't talk to anybody about it. We obviously had to make a very difficult choice about 6 weeks ago. Matter of fact, 6 weeks ago today.
Oh, wow.
And we kind of talked to you a little bit back then because we were confused. We were hurt. We didn't know. We knew what decision had to be made. We didn't want to make it. And we talked to you, I guess, for confirmation. And I felt like I felt like you helped a lot in the decision making on the comfort of making a decision we knew we had to make because you basically told us that Ninja said he was ready.
Yeah, so he definitely was. That was his day to go. And I'm so sorry for your all's loss.
No, and we appreciate that. So we're going to get into some other stuff, but when we end today, you have actually volunteered to do a reading of Ninja. And I want to make sure that people realize that you've said this a bunch and I've repeated it to people that ask me. You always say when a pet passes to give it at least 30 days before you try to have a reading. And I always thought that was very sincere of you to say that because some people would just be like, just give me your money and I'll read it, you know, the next day if that's what you want. It's obvious you don't do this for the money. You obviously make a living doing this, so you do kind of do it for the money, but you're not out just for the money or to try to take people because you tell people it's not time yet, wait and come back. And that's not something everybody would do. So that means, you know, that means that your heart's in the right place more than your wallet. And we appreciate that.
Yeah, but thank you.
I want to talk to people. I want to tell people again about some of the stuff that you do. You've obviously been on Ghost Brothers a couple of times. I think once was on the Ghost Brothers show and the other one was their other show that they have out. Was it Fright Night or
Haunted House? I guess was the first one. Okay. Fright Club with Jack Osborne.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. That was a really fun show to do.
And then you've done some local television. We saw you on Lee and Haley's show. Yeah. Which was very cool. We've not been able to crack that list and get on Lee and Haley's show, but talk to him all the time, but we can't seem to make it on the show. But I thought you were fantastic on there. So you definitely have a reputation in the business because you're so good at what you do. And I want people to know that we have complete faith in what you do. And though we might have been, I might have been a skeptical a little bit starting out, I have no skepticism at all in what you do. And I want to say thank you for the past readings you've done.
You're so welcome.
So let's talk a little bit about.
Sorry, I'm glad I've made you a believer.
Well, you have. And I tell everybody who, anybody who brings up a pet, I send them your way because you're somebody I trust. All right. So let's talk about how you got in this. It's been probably three or four years since we first talked. Tell everybody again, as a reminder, how you got into doing readings of animals and people. And I know you had something happen at an early age that started triggering all this. So take us back then.
Yeah. So I was 6 years old and a dog attacked me. And of course, I've always been drawn to animals ever since I was born. And this dog looked so sad. It was just laying in the yard. It was tethered to a chain and I could tell it had been neglected and abused. So I went up to it. Immediately, he bit me on my cheek. He scratched me on my neck. Like, it was really bad. I had to get 20 stitches that day and then multiple surgeries after. So I was really scared of dogs at that point. And then my dad got us a golden retriever puppy and I was fine after that. So I'm really grateful that he did that. But yeah, I like to joke that I have the Peter Parker thing, but with dogs, like now I speak dog, but there really is some truth to that. You know, it definitely made me hypervigilant with all animals. And then, you know, fast forward in my 20s, I knew that I was very intuitive. I didn't know what that meant. I've always been drawn to the paranormal and to psychic stuff. In fact, I ran up my dad's phone bill calling like 1-900 psychic when I was in high school. Like, yeah, I'm embarrassed to say that, but I really did it. So I knew I was psychic, but it wasn't until I was 32 when my uncle died that, you know, the next day I was sitting in my room and I was crying. I was like, okay, I think I can hear you. Can you please just let me know you're okay? And at that point, the floodgates opened. And I heard my uncle really loudly say, I'm okay. I love you. So yeah, that was a big moment for me. And then I just kind of started practicing on people, basically my friends. And one time I was talking to my friend, her name is also Carrie. And I was like, are you pregnant? And she's like, no, but I just had a miscarriage. And I'm like, well, who's Noni? And she said, well, that was my great grandmother. And I'm supposed to tell you that Noni has your daughter and she's going to send her back in 4 months. I mean, it just came out of my mouth. And sure enough, she got pregnant 4 months later with her now daughter. So,
oh, wow.
It was at that point, that I knew I was supposed to be doing something with this. So I started practicing. I remember my earliest readings on people. I would literally like write stuff down and then hand them the piece of paper. And I would be like, does any of this make sense? Because I had no idea what I was doing. But then I got certified to be a Reiki master in Charleston, South Carolina. And I actually took a course on psychic mediumship. I got certified as a psychic medium for people. And then the more people readings I did, the better I got at that. I kept hearing the animals come through from the other side. I was talking to this one lady, and I was like, why do I keep seeing this yellow bird around you? And she started crying. And it's because she had a yellow bird for 12 years who was trying to, you know, communicate with her from the other side. So at that point I was like, all right, I love animals. Let's try this animal communication thing. I am self-taught. I mean, it's the same muscle as, you know, being a people psychic. It's the same. It's all telepathic communication. So, you know, I just kept practicing and getting better. And I'm just, like you were saying, I definitely don't do this for the money. Because sometimes it can be heartbreaking. I love it. I love helping people and animals. And yeah, I'm starting to ramble, so I'll stop.
So wonderful. You're so blessed.
Well, tell everybody real quick, if I know we're in the middle and we usually save us for the end, but I want to make sure people get it. Tell everybody if they want to follow you and kind of see, because you post some of the funniest videos of you with these different animals. I've seen every type of animal possible, but tell everybody how the best way to keep up with you is.
Yeah, great. Like, I just posted a sheep I just talked to. That was such a fun reading. So I'm just Pet Psychic on Instagram and TikTok. And then it's just Carrie Kennedy. Kennedy spelled funny. It's K-E-N-A-D-Y. Carrie Kennedy Pet Psychic on Facebook. And my website is talktopets.com.
Run down a list of some of the animals that you've talked to.
Wow. I guess the exotic animals always stand out to me, you know, because I mean, every day I read cats, dogs, and horses, and I love talking to them, obviously. But I love when I get to talk to critters like sheep, chameleons, sugar gliders, Kentucky river otters. I mean, you think of a species, I have talked to it, a duck, a pet duck, pet chickens. You name it, I've talked to it. Or I've communicated with it. So
no, we did an event with you out at a wildlife refuge where they do raccoons.
Yeah, Critter Ridge Sanctuary.
And that was really cool. You were out there doing some readings and stuff to help raise money. Again, a charity thing you were doing, just out there to try to raise money for the sanctuary. And so did you get a chance to read for any raccoons? That I know you did, not totally full-blown, but you were talking about one of them that had problems because it was kind of paralyzed from the waist down, and what you were picking up on what it was feeling. And then she came out and told us the story of it afterwards, and you were kind of spot on with that.
Yeah, I actually just went back there 2 weeks ago and talked to newer raccoons that she's trying to rehabilitate. And yeah, they act just like dogs. You know, they tell me what they like to eat. They're pretty funny, pretty funny little animals. They're very sneaky too. They will try to steal anything that you have, like your, like the thing of nuts, or they love nuts, or your earrings, they'll try to take them off. So yeah, I love talking to raccoons, especially baby raccoons. They're so cute.
Yes, they're adorable. Mm-hmm. Give me an example of a story that stands out to you, that you know, maybe a reading you did that maybe caught you a little off guard, or you were surprised by, or I mean, I know you do literally hundreds of these things, but surely there's got to be a couple that just stand out for whatever reason that stands out to you.
Oh gosh, that's a really good question. So I know the owner of, well, actually, I know the lady who grew up on Summerwind Farm. Her mom is Jane Lyon, and they raised American Pharoah. American Pharoah was born at their farm. And so, you know, they were very invested. I think it was 8 years ago when he won Derby.
And it doesn't seem like it was that long ago, but I bet it was.
I think it was 8 years ago. And I got a chance to tune into American Pharoah and talk to, you know, my friend who does, she actually owns the Kentucky Wildlife Center, and helped, you know, breed American Pharoah and helped with all of that. So that was basically her horse. Of course, there were different owners and trainers and stuff at that point, but she was very invested in him winning. And so I got to talk to her and the horse at the same time, right before he ran the race. And I was showing him, like, go as fast as you can. And who knows if it helped. I mean, he's an amazing horse. So he was probably going to win anyway. But I like to think that, you know, maybe I helped a little bit with that. So that was fun. That really stands out. Gosh. I guess the ones that really stand out are, I didn't know about this until I started, but I learned that all animals reincarnate. We reincarnate too. And that surprised me because I was raised a Christian. I was raised to not believe in any of that stuff, but they kept telling me we reincarnate over and over. And when I first discovered that animals reincarnate and can reincarnate several times in one lifetime, that blew my mind. And I was bringing through very specific details about, you know, this dog that's doing this now and her childhood dog that was playing with the hula hoop with her or something random like that. That just blew my mind because I was talking to the same soul, but that soul was telling me stuff from, you know, this lifetime as her dog and when she was 8 years old as her dog. So I thought that was pretty neat.
You've mentioned before that animals have soul contracts with humans. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. So just like we have soul contracts with other people, like you guys had a soul contract to get married and be together. And just like with animals, we do the same thing. Sorry, I'm rambling. Hopefully you can edit that out. So before we ever incarnate here on Earth, we have a soul agreement with any animal that's going to live with us in this lifetime. And basically it's like, okay, my soul is going to learn this from your soul, or your soul is going to help me with through anxiety or to heal my heart or, you know, whatever their role is in our life. But it's so both souls can evolve and learn and grow. And so it's also some karma balancing there too, you know, that's a whole other topic, but yeah. So we all have soul contracts with any animal. And the animal always finds us. I don't know how they do it, but they always find us. Even if you go to look in a shelter or whatever, you can look in that animal's eyes and just instantly know that that's your animal. That's called soul recognition, because you agreed you would recognize each other when you were here on Earth. So it's pretty cool.
You know, when the first time you talked to me, you talked about a dog that I had named Cho-Cho that, had, like I said, had passed about 18 years ago. And I asked you if Ninja might have been the reincarnation of that dog. And you said, no, it wasn't. Mm-hmm. And that kind of surprised me, because I was thinking, well, I mean, you just said that these animals reincarnate and sometimes they come back over a lifetime. And there were so many things that were similar. Now, they were similar dogs. One was a Maltese and one was a Maltie Poo. So it's not surprising they would have similar characteristics just in general. But I was surprised when you, because I actually thought for a long time, even before talking to you, that I wonder if Ninja's the reincarnation of that dog, because so much of it was the same. But you quickly dismissed that. I wonder, though, if there's a shot that Ninja would come back, you know, like, I mean, realistically, I mean, he could be a pup being born 2 or 3 months from now.
They always want to, they usually wait for a while, but they do usually come back as the same species, as the same gender. That's what I've read and heard. I actually am hearing that Ninja is going to come back to you guys in this lifetime, but not as a white little dog. So that's going to be, and it'll be more when I tune in, he can tell me more about that. But I am hearing that he is going to come back to you, because he's saying there are more lessons here to be learned from both of us, you know, both sides.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
If you could say one thing to anybody that's just listening, just any helpful bit of advice that you've learned over the years, what would it be?
Oh gosh, that they never leave us. Our animals never leave us. Yes, they're on the other side. Yes, they quote unquote died, but they don't really die. So Einstein proved that energy can never be created or destroyed. So their energy can never go away. It's always there and it's always with us from the other side. They do tell me that they go and do work elsewhere. They have other things that they do and help people with and other animals with. But they are always with us, and they are constantly showing us signs that they are with us. You know, they do that through birds, feathers, pennies, butterflies, and not just real things on TV, on stickers, on license plates, through songs. They're always trying to communicate with us. So if you're open enough to receive it, you will see that they're still with you.
Do you think, I mean, I know what the answer is going to be, but I want to hear, do you think that every medium psychic that has that ability also has the ability to communicate with animals? They just choose not to tune in as much as you chose to do?
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody has their own spiritual journey, what they're supposed to be doing and not doing. I mean, and if it brings them joy, I say do it. If they don't feel comfortable doing it, stick to what you love, stick to what you know.
I know you told me at one time that you felt like anybody could tune in to what an animal is trying to tell them. And you tried to give me some tips on how to focus, and I never could get it down. I tried, I don't know how many times, because I was curious if I could do it. I never could get it down. But tell people again kind of what you told me about if you want to communicate with your pet.
Well, the trick is not to start on your own pets, because I can't even, like, of course I can hear my animals, but not as strongly as I hear other people's animals, because I'm emotionally attached to the outcome of that, whatever the animal has to bring through. And I'm learning my own lessons from my animals. So practice on a different animal, somebody you've never met, you know, maybe it's a, maybe your friend has a new dog or something. That's good to start on. And ask the animal a question. You also want to show the animal, you know, that's how they communicate, is through visual images. So you always want to imagine and just show them in your head what you're trying to say. But I would say, ask them a question. It's the first thing you hear back in your mind, and it sounds like your own thoughts. That's where people kind of get tripped up. Like, oh, I can't hear this meow. I can't hear this woof. I can't hear it audibly. All I hear, I just think I'm thinking these things and making it up. Most of the time, you're not thinking those things or making it up. It's actually them, you know, coming through. And as human beings, we all have the innate ability to do this. We just forgot, you know, because we developed languages. So we forgot that we can communicate like this, but all species do, including us. Think about the birds in the V formation. They are showing each other what's going on so that they stay in that formation. It's pretty cool to watch.
All right. So we're to the point of the show now where you have offered so graciously to do a live reading of what's going on with Ninja these days. Mm-hmm. And
I don't want to get to it. Yeah, I don't want to know anything in advance. And I will just say to everybody listening, I don't know anything we talked about last time with Ninja, because I do talk to so many animals every day. So the only thing I like to know ahead of time, how old was he when he crossed over?
He was about 10 and a half.
Okay. Just not enough time, huh?
No.
That's the only bad thing about animals. They just don't last long enough. That and their poop. All right. I'm just going to ask little Ninja to come through really loudly. The first thing he's already talking to me, the first thing he's saying is socks. So he either stole your socks or you wear funny socks. Does that make sense?
He would play with our socks from time to time, but yeah.
Yeah, he said that was your game. He said we played a lot of games, actually. And he's saying I had the best life with you. He just showed me a dandelion. Did you make a wish recently on a dandelion, or did he eat a dandelion before he crossed over?
I did.
You made a wish on a dandelion. Okay. Well, just know that he heard that. Okay. And that was after he died?
Yeah.
He was with you when you did that, just so you know. Yeah. And you wished for that he's at peace, right?
Yeah.
Had to do with him. Yeah. He's saying, I heard all of that. I'm sorry. I'm making you cry. I always say it's not a good reading if somebody's not crying. yeah, he was there. And I think you guys spoke a few words, right, about him after his death. I don't know if it was on your show or you wrote it out. But he's saying, thank you for honoring me in that way. Jerry, were you thinking about getting a tattoo?
Tracy is.
Oh, Tracy. He
oh my
loves
God, literally just talked about that the other day.
He loves this idea. He was around you when you were talking about it. He says, I would love for you to do that. Yeah. And you got a paw print, right? Are you going to do a paw print?
I'm not really sure just yet. Yeah. I'm not sure what I want to get.
We do have his paw print, though, from the crematorium.
Yeah. And yeah, he likes the idea of a paw print, but also something with his name. He just said, I love you really loudly. I love both of you. And he just said, I'm still in the bed. And you felt him in the bed, right? Yeah.
Yep.
He's still in the bed. You felt him at your feet. He showed me feet, right?
Yep.
Yep. He just said, I'm still on your feet. I'm still there. And he used to sleep up near somebody's head. Who was that?
He would sleep up by my head when he was not feeling well.
Yeah. And he was healing you too when he was doing that. Even when he was sick, he was doing that. I don't know if you ever figured out what caused his death. I'm feeling a lot of stuff with him. So let me go through like physically. I feel something happened with his throat. So I don't know if he had a collapsed trachea or something going on where he kept coughing.
He did. And he had reverse sneezes and stuff. And it really got bad towards the end.
Oh, baby. Yeah. He showed me fluid up around his lungs and his heart too. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I just keep hearing the word cancer. Did you know if he had cancer or not?
We don't know if he did or not. He had a couple of lumps and stuff, but they were never examined. But we always felt like that there was more to those lumps. We asked about them every time we went in.
Yeah. And I do feel like one of them was just a fatty tumor. It was benign, but I am hearing malignant, that he did have cancer, and it affected, I'm hearing spleen, liver, kidneys, like it affected a lot of organs. And there's nothing that you all could have done to change the outcome of that. That's what he chose in this lifetime to struggle with and go through. And, you know, it was difficult, but he learned what he needed to learn. And you guys are learning what you all need to learn from that experience of losing him so suddenly, so early. He said the last 2 weeks were pretty rough for him. But he had had the cancer for about 14 months before his crossing. So he was very grateful that, and you euthanized him, right?
Yes.
Yeah. He was very grateful that you did that on that day, because he was in a lot of pain from the cancer, not just joint pain. And we already talked about his back left side, and that was still hurting, but his spine was hurting. His stomach was hurting. There's a lot going on physically before he crossed over. So he's very grateful to you for just putting him down and letting him go. Let me see what else he wants. Oh, he just showed me feathers and birds. He's sending you feathers and birds. Did you know that?
I'm sorry.
He's sending you feathers and birds. Did you know that? Have you seen any?
I saw one that Freddie brung into the house the other day.
That's funny. I mean, I feel like he manipulated Freddie's energy to get the bird and bring it in there. But yeah, he's going to continue to show you birds. And again, that can be on TV, on license plates, anywhere. I just saw cardinal. I know we live in Kentucky and that's, you know, cliche, but I just saw cardinals. He's going to send those to you. Yeah. And what else are you going to? He just said rainbow. I'm going to send you rainbows. And again, that can be a sticker anywhere. Yeah. He also just said butter. He's talking like, bleh! He's so excited to talk to you. He also just said butterflies, you know, and again, you know, that can be on license plates anywhere. Yeah. All right. Oh, I've got you choked up a little bit. Let me keep going. Let me ask him a couple things. I'm going to ask him what his favorite memories were with you. The first thing he showed me is a park that you took him to. And he really enjoyed, he showed me just a lot of grass. So I don't know if that was your outside, but he showed me a lot of grass and then a wooded area and a fence. Does that make sense?
Yeah, there's a kind of a park that nobody knows about over here at the Walmart in Hamburg. There's a little horse cemetery back there, but there's a little creek that runs through it and a little bit of woods, but nobody knows it's back there. So we'd go back there and I'd let him just run free. And I almost took him there. The last day that right before we were taking him, we had a 3 o'clock appointment to take him to the vet, and I almost drove him up there because he couldn't really walk, but I was just going to walk him around there. And we decided to just go out front in the house, and he kind of did his last little walk where he pepped up a little bit. Mm-hmm. And that's where we did our last walk, but I almost took him to that park that last day and just carried him around.
Well, thank you for telling me about that, because I'm going to take my dog there, because I don't know if your listeners know this, but we live like 2 minutes apart. So
it's a great park.
Yeah, it's really great. Nice park,
little stream and everything.
Good to know. I will definitely try that. Let me ask him. He just said boat. So you took him to a place where they had boats, or you took him on a boat?
We used to live in the Virgin Islands, and the place where we would take him to get groomed over there was actually in a marina. So you had there was all kinds of boats we passed on the way there. So that may be what he's thinking.
It is. He just said, yes, I have such great memories of being there with you guys. He also just, this is random. He just showed me a banana. Did he have a banana toy or did you give him bananas?
There's
take your time. Yeah.
Sorry.
You don't have to be sorry. That's how you heal. Crying is how you heal and get it out. It's good to cry. It's really good.
He's got a, he had a banana toy. It was like a banana peel.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still sitting at the top of our steps.
Oh,
because
wow.
We don't, we can't pick it up. Actually showed it to somebody last night that came out to visit. And when we came upstairs, I pointed it out that that banana peel was sitting there and we couldn't bring ourselves to pick it up.
Yep. He just put an electric current through my entire body and said, yes, that I see what you've done and it's okay if you need to move it because I don't want you to trip over it. He's trying to be silly about it. I haven't left you, Mom and Dad. I have not left you. I'm there and I see everything. He also just showed me a fan. Was he obsessed with like a ceiling fan or fan you had in the room?
We have a fan in the bedroom that was always blowing on him because he tended to get hot all the time. So I kept the fan blowing on him rather than us.
He's saying thank you for that. He loved it, as you know. And who sang to him? Mom, was that you?
Probably both of us. I always sang stupid songs to him that I made up and inserted his name. And
he loved it. Absolutely loved it. He's saying he loved to listen to you when you did your podcast. He just loved to be a part of the show. Whenever you talked about him, he got really excited. That's funny. He just said chicken. Did you try to feed him chicken like at the very last moments?
Yes. We bought a rotisserie chicken.
Yep.
Literally the last night before we took him to the vet because he wouldn't eat anything else. And he loved rotisserie chicken and mm-hmm. got that. And then I used to always stop and buy fried chicken. I'm a chicken freak. And I'd always bring it home and share it to him. And oddly enough, today I went and got chicken. And that's all I could think about is how he's not here to give him some.
Well, he was with you when you got the chicken. I promise you. That's why he's bringing it up. He's saying, thank you for giving me the chicken before. Or, you know, I don't know if he necessarily ate it, but he's saying, thank you for giving me the rotisserie chicken. I really loved it. He's saying, you all are so special to me. And I'm so grateful for everything you did for me when I was sick, when I was healthy. He's giving me just electric currents. Are you guys feeling goosebumps or electric currents throughout your body right now?
Yep.
That's him putting energy into your body right now. He's doing it to me too. He's done it twice now. And it's just an electric current that kind of feels like it starts from maybe your head or your neck and it just shoots down your whole body. And it just feels very electrical and it's energy. And that's his way of saying, I'm here. Thank you. He's thanking me for talking to you today. He's so sweet. I never got to meet him in person, but he was so sweet. And he said, I was very much their guard dog, their protector. So he was a yappy dog, right? When anybody came near you guys. Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. And who danced with him? Dad, was that you?
Yeah.
Yep. He loved that. That was another one of his favorite memories. He showed me a squeaky brown toy. Does that make sense?
Yeah, there's one in the bedroom.
Okay. Yeah. He's saying, you don't have to move those. You don't have to do anything with my stuff. It's okay. You know, there's a different timeline for grieving for everybody. If that stuff, if you want it to stay there for 5 years, that's okay. If you feel like throwing it all away or donating it to another animal, that he's okay with that too. Because he is all he's experiencing right now is just pure joy, pure bliss. They tell me hell is here on Earth school. It's not on the other side. They don't have bodies there. They're just energetic beings filled with so much love that we can't even wrap our brains around it down here. So he's in a really
beautiful. So bad.
Oh, who's the black dog that would have crossed him over?
If you'd have asked that couple months afterwards, I might have had an answer, but I'm not sure right off the bat.
He showed me a black dog with white. So that might be him in the future. That well, might be. Look.
My ex-wife always watched him when we went out of town. And she's got a black lab that's got some white markings. And that's the only dog it really associated with. But and he's literally on his last legs. They found out that he's got a tumor that probably in the next month or so he's going to have to be put down. And, you know, I don't know how that works. But, I mean, you know, he's not doing really well. It's just a matter of treating pain right now. So, I mean, I don't know if a spirit at some point, even though they're earthbound, when they're in that phase of life, you know, what happens. But that's the only black dog that I could think of, because that's the only dog he's really ever had a relationship with. He's never been around a lot of dogs except for that one.
Yeah. Did it start with an M, Murray, or something like that? Murphy? Murray? Do you know of anybody on the other side?
Newman.
It's Newman.
Newman. Okay. I'm tuning into somebody else. We'll get to that later.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah, so they lived together for a minute, right?
They didn't ever live together, but we would take him over there and drop him off for a week or 4 or 5 days when we went on our trip. So he stayed with them during that time.
Yeah, that's who he's talking about, that dog. And just know that he's with that dog and he's going to help cross that dog over, if you can let your ex-wife know that. If you talk to her. I tried not to talk to my ex. I'm just kidding.
Oh, we talk. Great. We're great friends, so all of us.
Oh, that's awesome. I love that. That's fantastic. Okay, let me see if he has anything else to bring through. He did just show me daisies. Does that make sense to you?
We had some daisies set out on our counter until yesterday morning when I tossed them out.
So again, that's his way of saying, I see what's going on at the house. I see everything that's happening here. Yeah. You gave him ice cream too, right? Or is that a pup cup or ice cream?
Yeah.
Yep.
Ice cream.
He's saying thank you for the ice cream. Did you guys know Ben and Jerry's has a pumpkin flavored dog ice cream now? My dog goes nuts over it.
No, I didn't know. We couldn't. Ninja was funny. He wouldn't eat anything like pumpkin or anything like that, or sweet potato, a lot of the stuff that they have in these dog foods. He was real funny about that.
Yeah, some dogs are kind of particular about that.
Sorry, we lost an earbud. We're good. I got mine still.
Okay, good. Let me see if there's anything else he's bringing through. He's showing me being in like a grocery cart. Does that make sense? Like, did you put him in the cart when you went somewhere?
We've tried before. He wouldn't big on it. So a lot of times, you know, we didn't take him out places just for that reason.
Right. Gotcha. He just said that he showed me the stars. He liked to look at the stars and the moon with you.
Yeah, we would go outside a lot of times and just sit and you know, sometimes at nighttime we'd sit on the porch and he'd sit up there with us.
Yeah, he's bringing that through as another favorite memory. So what do you want to ask him today?
That's a good question. What would you want to ask, Ninja?
Well, we talked about his health before crossing over, what he's doing now.
We love him and we miss him.
You just said he can hear you. Yeah, he loves you too. He's coming through with so much love for you guys. So much gratitude. So much peace is what I'm feeling from him. You know, he's definitely at peace and he's free of pain now. So what could be better than that?
That's the only thing I would ever want to ask is if he's free of pain.
Mm-hmm.
Ask him if he would feel guilty if we ever get another dog in the future.
No, you would not need to feel guilty at all. He will actually orchestrate that and send you the new pet.
Nice. Also pay the vet bills?
That'd be really nice, right? Vet bills are astronomical, for especially for dogs who are not feeling well. I have since learned that. But yeah, they're worth every penny, aren't they?
Yes, they are. Carrie, yeah. Thank you so much for this. This has been, it's been every bit as emotional as I thought it would be, but it's been more helpful than I even thought it could be. So thank you for that.
Yeah, it was an honor to tune in to him. And I'm always here if you guys want to talk to him anytime in the future. But just know that he's with you and will not leave you and loves you very, very much.
Well, speaking of that, if any of you out there would like a similar type reading, please contact Carrie. She'll be more than happy to set something up with you and do this for you. As you can see, I mean, once again, I hate to try to keep proving somebody's validity. The banana thing. I mean, literally that was brought up. One person knew about that. It's not something we talked about online. It's not something that we brought up on the show.
And it was tattoo we talked about in the car.
And a tattoo we talked about, you know, in the car and just, you know, I mean, but that banana thing, even, you know, it literally was just brought up to somebody last night that we just can't bear to pick it up and nobody knew about that. So I mean, if you want proof, as if you, you know, if you needed some, I'm just telling you, that's not something anybody would have known. And it was more spot on, and it definitely brought on a lot of emotion on our end. So Carrie, if somebody wanted to get a reading, how would they do that?
They can just go to my website and book there. Any session for pets crossed over or living, or people crossed over or living, it's just talktopets.com.
Carrie, once again, thanks for everything you do. We got to hook up and do lunch sometime soon.
Yes.
Thank you, Carrie.
Absolutely. You're so welcome. Love you guys too, and I'll see you soon.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.